Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 54. This chapter has 9 psukim in it. This is a good parak to say for anyone who's yearning for God to rescue you from your position in life. This parak corresponds to what happened to David and Shmuel Aleph, parak 23. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives for further information. The background on this chapter is as follows. David, while being chased by King Shaul, ran to hide in the mountains of Ziph. David was a master of deception and had many hiding spots. King Shaul had the people of Ziph spy on David and reveal David's location. When King Shaul was finally about to catch and kill David, Shaul received word the Plishtim were attacking his home in Eretz Yisrael. Shaul chose to return home and tend to the national security of Yisrael instead of killing David. Once again, Hashem saved David from another close encounter with death. Also, while in Sefer Shmuel we see the external events of David's life, in Tehillim we see the inside of David's life, his personal experience. This is another good example of this, because we see David wasn't anxiety-ridden or stricken by fear. He didn't completely fall apart. David increased his emunah by calling out to God through thick and thin, truly trusting and fully believing in God's goodness. Now for the parak summary. The parak opens with how the residents of Ziph told Shaul David's location. David then begins to call out to God, telling Hashem he's the only one that can save him now. David davens to Hashem to listen to his prayer because strangers want him dead. David then calls upon God to kill those who want to harm him and pay them back for what they deserve. David ends by declaring he'll continue to thank God no matter what and affirms his belief in God's goodness. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 6 it says, Hine Elohim Ozerli Adonai Besomchei Nafshi. See, God is my helper. God is with the supporters of my soul. The Metzudas explains David was saying, I don't have the power to save myself. Therefore, I'm relying on you, God, to save me. So we see an amazing thing here that we keep on seeing throughout the Tehillim. David really trusted in the goodness of God, believing Hashem wants to help him and save him. This is a step in its own right. Sure, we believe in God. But do we believe God actually wants to help us? Do we believe in God's goodness? Do we believe God listens to the tefillah kol peh, prayer of every individual? So many times, even if we pray to God, we think, what's the use? I've davened so much, but I feel that nothing ever happens with all my tefillahs. Essentially, causing us to feel discouraged from davening, we stop putting our energy into davening and start placing it into other areas of our life. David truly trusted in God's goodness. He thought God is good. He trusted in God's desire to only give him good. God's not out to get you. God's not cruel. God only wants to give each and every single one of you the best of everything. When we open our mouths and start opening our hearts, turning to God in personal prayer, we draw down the Shefa, divine influence that's waiting for us. The Shefa gets drawn down from our tefillahs. As we daven, we become a greater Keli, vessel, to receive that light. With each and every word we utter from our mouths, we become a greater container, which allows us to receive more light. We need to constantly be strengthening ourselves in this area to believe that God actually cares about you and listens to your tefillahs. Yes, you. No matter what you've done in your life, from wherever you may find yourself, God cares about you and listens to your tefillahs. How much do we need to believe in ourselves to believe God cares about us and listens to what we have to say? Not to write ourselves off, but to believe in our personal power of prayer, that God will actually change the world for us. Let us merit to the way of David to trust in ourselves and the goodness of God, that he listens to the tefillah kol peh, prayer of every single individual. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.